Come in, please have a seat. Thank you for being prompt. I don't like to be kept waiting. Comfortable? Excellent. Let's begin. My time is precious, and I don't believe in being coy or subtle. If you are offered and accept this position, your duties will be unique. So this is not a situation just anyone can succeed in. I'm going to describe exactly what I expect of you if I select you, and if you find me too forward or too stern, then you are welcome to leave exactly the same way you came in. I do not have time to waste on someone who is uninterested or unable to follow my demands, and they will be exacting. So I insist on perfection, both of myself and those I employ. I will be employing you as a personal assistant. I believe a personal assistant is someone I can use to make my life easier, more streamlined, more efficient. You work harder, so I can work smarter. That's your sole purpose here, to make me more comfortable, so I can attend to more pressing matters. As I said, my time is extremely valuable, and I simply cannot afford to waste it. The bulk of your day will revolve around carrying out the various tasks associated with making sure that my day runs smoothly. More importantly, however, you will be responsible for satisfying my personal needs. Again, I have no interest in being coy. Some, in fact most, of these tasks will be of a sexual nature. Your duty as my employee will be to satisfy me in whatever manner I require. I understand, of course, if this sours you to the position. If you'd like to leave the interview, I completely understand and appreciate you not wasting my time. No? Excellent. Allow me to get into the specifics of your duties. My day begins promptly at 8 a.m. This means I want you here by 7 at latest. I need my day in order, my planner and schedule set and confirmed, and I need a fresh cup of black coffee, one sugar, on my desk when I walk in. I take my coffee standing up. While I am doing so, you will approach me and ready me for the day. I need to look immaculate at all times. I need to appear relaxed and happy, and you are going to kneel at my feet and polish my shoes. You can do this with the shoe polishing kit that is located in the bottom right-hand drawer of my desk here, although there is another method I may ask you to use from time to time if you prove worthwhile. I do, however, want my shoes to start the day absolutely gleaming. Then, once I find them satisfactory, you're going to reach into my trousers and take out my cock. You are going to service me, just like that, on your knees, while I enjoy my coffee and mentally prepare myself for the start of my day. Part of your duties, of course, will comprise a training period. While I have no doubt you'll be able to figure out most of the tasks associated with the smooth running of this environment, the items that pertain to me personally require some more finesse. I am very specific as to how I am to be serviced. I expect you to learn how I require things as quickly as possible. For example, attending to my cock. You're going to learn exactly how to please me as I expect. I enjoy being stroked slowly until I am hard, and then I want you to use your mouth on me. I like to be pleasured slowly, all the way down to the base of my shaft. I want to feel your throat muscles quiver and constrict. You will move up and down at a steady pace. The object is not to finish me, but rather my enjoyment. When I want to finish, I'll simply hold your head in place and take your mouth. When I need relaxation, I expect your mouth to provide it. At any time of the day, you will be expected to relieve my stresses. This may happen once daily or several times, and it is your responsibility to attend to my needs. I want you to anticipate where possible. When I am sitting at my desk for too long, you are to crawl under my desk and relax me. I expect you to be proactive in this. If I shoo you away, you are to wait in the corner. When you are not in use, you are to stand off to the side. You are to be seen and not heard. If I need you, I will beckon you. You are not to leave my eyeline or my sight. I want you at my beck and call at all times. Stand up. Take your dress off. Okay. Now the rest, please. Good. Excellent. Do you enjoy my eyes on your body? Don't be shy. Some days I do not leave my office, and on those occasions, you will not be allowed clothing. You will stay nude. I expect your body on display for my enjoyment. You'll be no different than the paintings or the photographs presented here, here, and here. You will be art for me to enjoy. In addition, if I require entertainment or a momentary escape from my routine, you will spread your legs and edge for my pleasure. This process may last a few minutes or a few hours, depending on my mood. I will need you to remain in a constant state of arousal for my benefit. I will require you to be eager and willing at all times. As far as personal grooming goes, I require you to be completely bare. If you are offered the position, I will set up an appointment with a beautician and a care specialist who will see to this weekly. In addition, I will have a wardrobe selected for you, makeup and hairstyling as well. You will dress how I want you to dress, and you will look how I want you to look at all times, without fail. Now, kneel. Thank you. I want to see how good you look on your knees. Eyes to the floor, please. Better. Yes. Yes, you do look like you belong down there. That's very good. Here, hold my coffee. Good. I expect you to be useful at all times. If I offer you this position, I need you to keep in mind one single term. Obedient. I require complete and total obedience from my staff, and you, as my personal assistant, will need to follow every task efficiently and without hesitation. Now, as I do not often have the time to adhere to a strict exercise schedule, I will instead use you more vigorously. These sessions will be frantic and savage. The idea is to get my heart rate up as quickly as possible and then maintain that rate for a specific period of time. I will most likely take you from behind, using you as hard and as fast for as long as I feel the need to. Again, this may occur several times throughout the working day. In addition, you will find that my associates will, on occasion, how can I put this, frustrate me. You will be responsible for relieving those tensions and frustrations. You will bend over my desk, palms flat on the wood. When I have an aggravation I need to get out physically, I am going to punish you. Hard. Sometimes it will be with my bare hands, other times with this belt. It's an Italian leather belt, and it forces moans and whimpers out of a subject that I have a habit of melting all my stress away. I do not plan to be gentle. You will often leave the office covered in welts. I see you squirming down there. Do not be embarrassed. This is a positive thing. Frankly, the fact that you are visibly aroused by this increases your chances of employment. Ideally, I'd like to hire someone who looks forward to coming into work every day, but make no mistake, if you are offered this position, your pleasure is completely secondary. Your sole focus is to attend to my needs. I think I've seen all I need to at the moment. I am interviewing other people, so you may stand and put your clothes back on. So, obviously you're going to be interested in this position. It is an excellent opportunity for someone with your resume and background. Do you have any questions for me?